Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
First, let's turn to our friend Corey DeAngelis. He's the National Director of Research for School Choice Now. I just like how definitive that is, Corey. School Choice Now. And boy, oh boy, we're seeing the numbers come in right now. And it looks like parents are making a choice out of the government-run schools. The problem is our legislators here locally aren't supporting that choice.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing this all across the country, including in Virginia. Virginia's latest numbers found a 3.6% drop in the percent of kids or proportion of kids that are in the public school system in Virginia, with larger drops in places like Fairfax, about a 5.4% drop. And we're seeing this all across the nation, about a 3 to 4% drop in the public school population, with the latest numbers suggesting about a 1.5 million student exodus from the public school system. Whereas, on the other hand, homeschooling is skyrocketing and charter school enrollment is jumping by about 3 to 4% nationwide, too.
And, Corey, in a normal time, the school districts would really feel this where it counts, and that's in the wallet. They would get less funding because it's directly related to their enrollment. However, of course, they had so many payouts, certainly the giant one at the beginning of the Biden administration, that seemed to go to the schools or to the school unions, ultimately. And there's more feathered into the last infrastructure bill and this thing they're trying to pass that they're calling Build Back Better. Does that sort of insurance policy against the students leaving the government-run schools, is that sort of bridging the financial hit that these systems would normally take?
Yeah, I mean, they have so much money, they don't know what to do with it. The last three stimulus bills that were supposed to be for COVID relief, quote-unquote COVID relief, one, the American Rescue Plan funding wasn't even contingent upon actually reopening the schools in person. It's absolutely laughable. But it turns out to be about $3,000 to $4,000 per student nationwide since March of 2020 in federal, quote-unquote, COVID relief, which they're spending a lot of it on just, you know, new sports stadiums, new turf fields, a lot of non-related things. And then also they're just putting more people into the buildings, which is what they always wanted from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Since that means more dues-paying members. But in places like Virginia, they have something even worse, that they have something called hold harmless funding, to where they'll freeze the enrollments. So if you lose students, you still get the same funding that you would have gotten in 2019 based on the old enrollment. So they're losing students, but they're keeping the same money, and then they're also getting all of this federal funding showered on top of them as well. They're just swimming in money.
So, Corey, if they're receiving the same amount of money, but they have fewer students, the schools are thereby being able to spend more money per pupil, which is what they always claim is going to lead to better outcomes. I don't think that we've actually seen better outcomes. I mean, aren't they kind of creating their own indictment of their system?
Yeah, the per pupil revenues and expenditures mathematically must go up, especially with the federal COVID relief funding and then the hold harmless funding. And yeah, it doesn't seem like things are getting any better. We've seen this historically. We've showered more money into the system and things have either been the same or gotten worse over time. More money's not going to change anything if you don't have any strong incentive to spend that money wisely. The only way that we're ever going to change that problem and that's inherent in the current system is to have school choice, have the money follow the child to wherever they're getting an education. Only then will the public schools have an incentive to meet the needs of families as opposed to the other way around. And it looks like going forward in Virginia, we'll have more success on the school choice front with new leadership and a House of Representatives that is now controlled by the Republicans as well. And
yeah,
the Republican governor who has made school choice one of his platforms.
You're right. Let's talk about that new leadership for a moment, Corey DeAngelis. You're the National Director of Research for School Choice Now. If I'm Glenn Youngkin's administration, and I know, and they've got to know, Corey, that education reform and concerns that parents had over the direction of Virginia schools was the top issue that got him the election, that won him the election, then he's got to start assembling his plan now. First question, real quick, and then I'll follow up. Have you heard from them? Because if I'm Glenn Youngkin or if I'm his team, I'm calling Corey DeAngelis saying, hey, can we get some ideas here?
I haven't talked to Glenn Youngkin personally, but people on his team, yes.
Okay, that's great. That's good news. I'm happy to hear that. So tell us, if what are you hoping to see on that famous day one from Governor Glenn Youngkin, or maybe even in the first week? What are you hoping to see to move the Commonwealth of Virginia in the direction that accommodates and responds to the parents' concerns?
Yeah, I think there's three quick things that he should push forward immediately and try to get a bill to his desk. One is Virginia only has like seven or eight charter schools, which is absolutely laughable and ridiculous. And part of the reason for that is because in order to open a public charter school in Virginia, you have to get approved by your competition, the public school district. It's like, imagine if you're a Burger King wanting to open up and you had to get approval book from the nearby McDonald's to open up. Of course, the McDonald's is going to say, no, you can't open up and compete with me. So there's a barrier to entry that can be resolved by allowing multiple authorizers. If you allow universities to authorize charter schools to open up, and also to create a new state level entity to authorize charter schools to open up, that should be a pretty easy tweak to allow for more choice in the current system. And then two, there's already a tax credit scholarship program in Virginia. There are tweaks to that program that can be done to make it more beneficial to donate to the program. So allow for a dollar to dollar credit. And then I would ultimately like to see Glenn Youngkin ask for an education savings account bill to make its way to his desk. This is the purest form of school choice or funding students as opposed to systems that exist. It's the gold standard of school choice. Having the funding that would have followed you to the public school, the state level funding, follow you to wherever you're getting an education, which could be the public school, a private school, a charter school, a homeschool option, or a micro school, or a pandemic pod, any approved education expenditure. So an education savings account bill actually made its way to Terry McAuliffe's desk when he was governor in 2016 and 2017. He vetoed it both times. I have a strong feeling that Glenn Youngkin would not veto such a bill because he's such a proponent of education freedom. Yeah.
And let me just follow up with one other thing on that, because I think that's very clear. And I think most parents would say, what about a ban on critical race theory in all its forms? We know already that it is part of the Virginia Department of Education's instructions and guidance to teachers. Can he, should he move in that direction as well?
He could move in that direction. I'm a little bit more skeptical on the banning approach. I'd rather have a thousand flowers bloom and let people pick the type of schools that align with their values. And another
such
reason,
a libertarian over there, Cato.
I'm libertarian, but at the same time, even if you dislike critical race theory, I don't think the ban is actually going to achieve that. It could take you in that direction, but at the end of the day, I think the educators are just going to do whatever they want in the classroom anyway, and they might just call it something like social emotional learning. They'll move the goalposts. And at the end of the day, I think the only form of true accountability, again, is that bottom-up accountability. If your school is teaching critical race theory and you feel like what's happening in the school is critical race theory, then you should be able to vote with your feet to a private school or another public school that's not engaging in politicized curriculum.
And let the funding follow that student who's voted with their feet so that the message is loud and clear. Corey DeAngelis, great work as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
It's 8:16. Let's get straight to Lisa Baden and the Hadid carpet cleaning traffic.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.